CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be active. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check. And first there is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, and he's out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Richard, KC4PLT, out of Pendergrass, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome John, KF4CKT, and he's down there in Honeypot. Then we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. We'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome one of our newest net controllers, that's Mr. Leon, NC9V. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, make their home up here in Hendersonville. And I'd like to say, Leon, you did a good night. Appreciate you stepping up and volunteering to call that. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, and she makes her home in Traveler's Rest. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, KO4CEF, down there in Inman. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we've got Mr. Gavin, KQ4KFK, and he is down there in Taylor's. And by telephone or early check-in, not over telephone, but early check-in, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer, and Tom is still at home recovering from his surgery, so send him some well wishes and prayers if you think about it. He's having a little bit of pain with that, so we'd like to encourage him along and help him any way we can. All right, with that, that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So we'll pause right here and let our EchoLink stations check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HK.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KO4HK from Berea's Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim. He's down there in Berea. And Jim, good to hear you. And thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with us. And we've got a couple people listening on EchoLink tonight, but they done the pre-net check-in, so hopefully they're just there listening. If not, I will pause again here in a few minutes, and we'll give you another chance to check in. But with that, tonight being Sunday night, we're going to move over to the RF section and start with our check-ins, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HK.
KO4HKX. Dean Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no cheer tonight. Good evening to you, Patrick and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Golf Foxtrot, Chris up here in Candler, and we'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2 Mirror Net. We got a fine group to start us off there tonight. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4 DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4 ONO. They made their home in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. And Rick, thanks for stopping by and checking the family in. Look forward to hearing y'all when I throw out the Alpha through Delta. I do appreciate that. They would like to welcome our net control manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you. And thanks for helping out there earlier with Mark. Hopefully you got it all squared away. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, and that's our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, look forward to stopping by and seeing you tomorrow, visiting with you and Joy for a little while. Then we'd like to welcome Chris, KR4AGF. Makes his home up there in Candler. And Chris, good to hear you. You're sounding good in the repeater from Candler. And I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KO4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4HCR. Terry and Moore, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR. Down there in Moore, South Carolina. And Terry, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with us. And with that, we're going to move on up to the next group, and that will be Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie. And for HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick. Good to hear you.
KO4HKX, number 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren. N4HHC down there in Taylor's. Warren, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He's up there in Candler, and Harry is getting closer. Be able to come over there and visit with you for a little bit. Looking forward to that Waynesville Ham Fest. My favorite ones every year. So looking forward to that.
Good to see you, Patrick, KC4EZN.
All right, with that, we will try again. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That pause, we'll move on up to the next group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Where I'm going to be negative and negative, set 73 for each one of you.
4HKX. 4HKX, please check in and out. Niner, Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
right here. Jim, can you give me your call sign one more time? You were kind of in and out of the repeater there for me.
KI4DOS.
Can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir?
Buffalo Uniform Niner Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Good evening, Patrick. Please mark me in and out for this evening.
I was trying to get Jim. He checked in right after you did and was in and out of the repeater for me. I'm trying to get him to come back in here to me.
4DOS.
Did you get him?
Yeah, that's K4JF, Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. That's Jim, Dennis Epsonville.
4 Juliet Foxtrot. It comes up as James. Is that Jim?
Yes, Jim. He goes by Jim. By Jim Forrester.
Thanks for the relay there. That's the first time he's checked in with me, so I've got him squared away now. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you catching that one for me. I didn't get it. All right, with that, we'd like to welcome... hang on a second. I need to fix something. Get it out. Steve's, and I can't remember his call sign. Gary, did you get it? N9UJ, I believe it is. Is that correct on yours? I hit the wrong button and deleted your call sign out of there. If you could come back to me.
It was Kilo Uniform 9J, KU9J, Patrick, W4DJW.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. And just so everybody knows, been doing it for a little while, still making mistakes, so don't be afraid to step in here and be a new net controller, because we're still looking for some net controllers. Now we got it straightened out. We'd like to welcome NU9J. That's Mr. Steve, and he is up here in Hendersonville. And then we got Mr. Jim, K4JF, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in with me. And Gary and Dave, thank y'all for backing me up on that. I do appreciate it. And like I said, we all make mistakes, and nobody's going to crucify you for it. There's plenty of people out here willing to help you with the net controller. And so if you're thinking it's too hard a job, don't worry about it. Like I said, there's plenty of backup here. We just need some help to be the net controllers. So if you're interested in that, reach out to me, Gary, or Dave, and we will get you in the system and get you set up with it. And again, we're looking for net controllers. And Dave, I didn't know if you wanted to make your announcement over there on that or not tonight.
I do, but I was kind of preoccupied with some other stuff at the start of the net, so I missed it. You want me to go ahead and make it now?
We probably got more listening right now than we did at the start of the net anyway, so that way will be a good chance to get that in there.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. And I think Steve's call is Kilo Uniform 9J. I think you said NU9J, KU9J, just so you know, just to make sure we're on the same page there. This is W4DJW. We will be making changes to the way we call nets on this repeater, on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's net, nightly net at 9 p.m. We are looking for more net control operators. We don't have a sufficient quantity at this point in time. In the past, we have been using our existing net control operators to fill in the gaps. That's got to a point to where it's no longer sustainable, right? If we do that, we're going to lose all of our net control operators. We can't do that. The more you lose, it's like a snowball. The more you lose, the more you're going to lose. So we have to do something different. Nobody wants to do this, but there's no other option if we're going to keep the net going, and that is to automate the net. So you'll hear throughout the day announcements about trail life, and you'll also hear announcements about the repeater for the net. Automated net and what to look forward to that's coming up and what to prepare for. If you've never used the pre-net check-in capability and you want to check in on a night that's going to be an automated net, it would be good for you to go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio's website, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's website, which is brars.cc. Go down to the repeater link on the main menu, and it's the first option, pre-net check-in. And all you have to do is put your name, your call, and your location in, and then you hit the submit button. You can choose whether you want it to come out over the air or not, but that gets you into the net, and you can do that anytime throughout the day of the net. You can't do it any more than 24 hours prior to the net, or even less than that. You can't do it the day before the net. You can only do it on the day of the net. Get used to doing that. And on the nets that we don't have a net control operator, which we pretty much know that beforehand, but we don't always know that beforehand. And on those nets that we don't know that we're not going to have a net control operator, we'll probably give an extra 5 or 10 minutes after 9 o'clock for people that who want to check into the net to let them use that functionality. And then the net will be automated, right? At 5 minutes after 9 o'clock or 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, we'll kick off the automated net. It won't take but 2 or 3 minutes, and then that net control operator will be free. Okay, and that's a whole lot better than that net control operator spending 30 minutes to 2 hours night after night after night, right? It can't, that's not sustainable. So it is the lesser of two evils, right? It's an evil because it's not interactive like what we're doing right now, but it is necessary going forward. I am available if anybody has any questions about how it works, or if anybody needs any support in how to use the pre-net check-in capability, or if anybody doesn't understand it or wants to become a net control operator. You feel free to contact me. My email address is good on QRZ or any other net control operator that you're comfortable with. Is it fine? They all have the same capability I do to get you up to speed on being a net control operator. KO4HKX, W4DJW. That's all I have, and I am available for questions.
Howdy, Dave. I appreciate everything you're doing to help us out here. And does anybody need any feels on that or have anything you want to add to it? And like I've said already tonight, y'all seen and heard me make mistakes here. It's not the end of the world. We fix them. We move on. People are patient. And there's generally somebody here to help back you up. Friday night, I sat here and I actually done the net behind Leon. And when he had any trouble, I was there to help him. You heard Gary and Dave come in there and help me tonight. We will do everything we can to make you and get you comfortable with it, as long as we can get some help in here. But with that, we'll jump back over here to the net. Does anybody have any questions or need any feels on that information? One more time. Moving on, we're going to jump back over here to the net, and we're going to let our EchoLink stations check in. I've seen you come up there, Stephen. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. Alpha, Alpha, Quebec, Alpha, Stephen Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all on the net, negative, negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, thanks for coming by and checking in tonight. Hope you and Miss Jennifer have a wonderful week. And thanks again for checking in with us. With that, we're going to try again. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll hang around for some rag two with you.
JKX. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Elise. And good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller as Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, makes his home up here in Fletcher, And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And for those of you who don't know, which I'm presuming most of us do, Sid calls the 146-640 net over with a tone of 91.5, and it starts at 8 o'clock. It is a good net to come check into and get your radio all warmed up. There were quite a few of us checked in over there this evening with Sid, and it's always a pleasure to hear them because I'm listening to that net as I'm getting ready for this one. So enjoy listening to that. And Sid, and again, you and Miss Beverly have a great week, and thank you for all you do up here on this side. He also calls a couple other nets, but I don't know them right off the top of my head, so I will have to try to look them up. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, sounds like your voice is still bothering you again. I hope you get over that stuff soon. I know you've had it for months now, so hopefully you can get it taken care of soon. With warmer weather and sunshine coming out, you can get outside and absorb some of that sunshine and get all healed up. But with that, we're going to move on up to the Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling
the
net. Good to hear you. And
some treats. I'd like to welcome Mr. J, N2NVY. He makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, good to hear you. And from Lake Lure, you're making a good trip into the repeater. I do appreciate it. And thanks for stopping by and checking in with for those of you who don't know, Jay calls a couple nets around the area also. I know he calls one on Saturday mornings. I don't remember which Saturdays, but he's on the 145-190 machine to Mount Mitchell. So most of you could hit that. I think it's at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings, but I don't remember which Saturdays. And he also calls one of the Monday night nets over on the T-Bark Club repeater. So go by and help them and check in with him and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. But Jay, thanks for coming by and checking in with us here tonight. With that, we will try again. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HK.
Recheck up, Patrick.
Go ahead, recheck.
Patrick, Patrick, this is Stephen KE4PQA down here in Greenwood. One question I did have: when the net goes automated, how will I get word to you and yourself, Gary, and other net controllers about concerning our club events down here, such as our yearly Hamfest, when that time comes around and when that occurs?
Stephen, I will still be here on Sunday night. We've just got some open slots, and we haven't been able to fill them in probably close to a year now. Me and Gary have been pulling double duty and having to cover, and Dave has too. So we've just had a lot of nets for a few people, and we're looking for some net controllers. So Wednesday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night, and some of the other nights here and there will be filled with net controllers. So if nothing else, Gary and I will be here on our normal nights. You can come check in with us, and we will handle that traffic for you.
Copy that, Patrick. The reason why I was asking was, I know yourself and Gary are always iffy. If you know that there's going to be something happening with our club down here in Greenwood, such as events and things like the Hamfest, I know you and Gary always ask me for that information in specific, because you know most of the time I'll have that information to be able to give you. So that's the only reason why I wasn't going to check back in with you, Patrick, and ask that question, but a feeling told me to do so. But that was why I was, you know, that's why I checked back in and rechecked so that I could ask you just that one question, Patrick.
Roger that, Stephen. And also, just to let you know, on automated nights, you won't be able to check in over Echolink. You'll have to go to the website and check in. So make sure you've got that address, the web address, and know how to use that. Try it out. Make sure you're comfortable with it. That way, everybody's familiar with it before it goes into effect, because Echolink won't be able to check in over the Echolink station.
So I would have to check in my computer. I wouldn't be able to check in like I'm checking in right now, correct?
No, you will have to go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's webpage and do the pre-net check-in. Everybody will. There will be no RF check-in, no Echolink check-in. It will all come through the pre-net check-in.
Okay, so I would have no choice but to... I'll have to go to y'all's website, and I'll have to go to y'all's website. So I'll have to check in. I'll have to check in by computer. I'll have to check in on a computer at that link in order to get checked in.
Roger that, and that is only on the automated night. And I'll repeat that again, only on automated night. Any other night when there's a net controller here, you can come in just like normal.
How will I? But the question is, I know you'll still be here on Sunday night, and Gary will still be here on Wednesdays. But how will I know when it's an automated night?
So you'll have to be listening at the start of the net, a few minutes after the net, say 9:05, the automated system will take over and announce. So from 9 to 9:05, if you don't hear a net controller, then you need to use the pre-net check-in on the web page. That's going to be the only way that we know to do it if somebody doesn't show up. Now, on some nights, like right now, the second, third, fourth Saturdays are open for net controllers. Those nights we know they're going to have an automated net. You'll have to just know that you're going to come check in. That's the only way we know to do it right now. And like I said, Dave will tell you the same thing. I'm sure this will be a learning curve for him, me, and Gary, because trying to keep track of some of this stuff. So it'll all be a little bit of a learning curve. So just be patient, and we're doing everything we can. We just, Gary and I are having to call, last month we called 17 nets between the two of us, and it's just getting to be a consistent, we need the extra help. So just, that's the only way Dave knows how to do it right now.
Copy that, Patrick. So the best thing to do is going to be just to, Log in to Echolink. Can I log on to Echolink at the start of the net and listen on Echolink to make sure there's not going to be, make sure the automated system's not going to take over so that I can get checked in?
Steven, just be here at 9:00 is the best way I know. If there's a net controller, then you know you're good to go. If there is no net controller, go to the webpage and check in that way. And then at 9:05, the automated net will take over. That's going to be the best way I know to tell you to do it at this point.
Okay, Patrick. I will be listening out. I'll be listening out for that change, and I'll go ahead and do that on our computer probably tomorrow. You said what was that link again, Patrick?
Society, it will take you to the webpage, and then you can go to pre-net check-ins. And once you've done it one time, your computer will generally save your call sign, name, and location. You can just go through it pretty easy. But
you can bookmark the web page and put it on your desktop. That way it's all there for you and easy to do. That's, again, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society in the search box, and it will take you to the web page.
Affirmative. I've copied that, Patrick. Is this a ways down the road, or will this be, is this a ways down the road, or how soon will this be taking effect?
For HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, W4DJW, you got a...
Affirmative, W4DJW. It could be as soon as Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, Duncan will be calling, and Duncan's a for sure deal. He's there every single Monday night. Tuesday night is questionable. We lost Ariel for 4 Tuesday nights in a row, and then he showed up last Tuesday. If he doesn't show up this Tuesday, it'll be an automated net. Every other Friday night when Larry's not calling, KC4SKD, Larry calls every other Friday night. So if Larry's calling it at 9 o'clock, it's not automated. If nobody's calling it on Friday night, that's the every other Friday night, so that one will be automated starting this coming Friday, right? I'm not sure if he called it this past Friday or not, but if he did, then this Friday will be automated. If he did not call it last Friday, then he will be calling it this Friday. And then every Saturday that is not the first Saturday of the month will be automated until we get more net control operators. So to recap, every Tuesday that Ariel doesn't show up, every other Friday, and every Saturday that's not the first Saturday of the month. So far, those are the nights that are automated. And as we get more, Leon called it last Friday. So now Larry will call it this Friday. So the very next one could be Tuesday or it could be Saturday. And then after that, same thing, Tuesday or Saturday. And then I think if Leon keeps going on Friday nights will be covered. So like Patrick said, Stephen, we're learning, right? It's a change. We're learning. Be patient with us. We'll be patient with you. And to get to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's webpage, you can type in BRARS.cc in your address bar or Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society in the search bar, right? And I believe it's the first one that comes up. If you type Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society in the search bar, then it's probably the first link. If you type BRARS.cc in the address bar, it'll go take you straight to the site. Once you get to that site, there's a pre-net check-in in the repeater drop-down. So you go to the repeater drop-down, drop it down, this very first link. W4TJW, back to KO4HKX.
I appreciate you coming in here and answering that question. Steven, does that take care of all your questions you have there?
Copy that, Patrick. So I will be able to log in EchoLink at 9 o'clock. Just log in EchoLink as usual to make sure that the automated is not going to take over. Patrick.
That is correct. And if the automated is going to take over, you cannot check in on EchoLink. You'll have to go to the website. Automated nights, everything has to go through the website.
Copy that, Patrick. I'll be sure to keep that in mind. That's all I needed to know.
All right, roger that. With that, we're going to move on with the net. So we'll move up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be needing an answer.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. Makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And I spoke with Tom just before the net started, and he asked me to pass along to you that he said hello, and he's recovering from his surgery. He did make it downstairs tonight to get on the radio a little bit, so just to let you know, he's doing okay.
Hey, Dad, Patrick. Hello, Tom.
All right.
Appreciate you being here tonight, Chris. And with that, we have another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right, the VZ station, if you want to check in, you can go ahead and do it now. KO4HKX. EchoLink station there, you had no audio. I can see who you are, Jeffrey, but if you could come back and give me your name and location over the EchoLink, if you don't mind, please, sir.
KF0LVZ, my name is Jeff, and I'm in Topeka, Kansas.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jeffrey, KF0LVZ, up there in Topeka, Kansas. And Jeff, win the DX award tonight for our net, and it's the first time you've checked in with me, so we're here every night at 9 o'clock. We'd love to have you check in as often as you can. There's a different net controller every night, so you're welcome to come back and hang out with us, rag chew with us, and if you want to hang around now, just let me know.
Roger that, and thank you very much. I was actually just told about this net by my friend Gavin, KF4KQK, so I just wanted to jump on and give a friendly hello. Hope everyone is having a great evening. This is KF0LBZ.
Glad the word's getting around. So, appreciate you being here tonight, and thanks for coming and checking in. I don't think I've heard Gavin check in yet, so he might be here shortly. All right, with that, we'll try Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ. He makes his home down there in Calpins. And Bill, thanks for coming by and checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate that. And we will try one more time, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. At pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on that.
K4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. Name is Bill N. Anderson. Hello, Patrick, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. KJ4UHX Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That's KJ4YLN. Send it out, please.
KX, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor. KJ4YEV, the name is Al, I'm in Gastonia. Good evening to Patrick and everybody on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
X, please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR. This is Brian here in Chesney. And if you could have W4DJW reach out to me at some point in time, at any time he's available, that would be wonderful. Back to net control.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got a fine group here. But there is one in there that there was a carrier, but no audio. So if you don't hear your call sign, please come back to me here, and we'll try to get you checked in. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. And David, thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, to be determined. I always like that call sign. They made their home down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thanks for coming by and checking you and Angela in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, KJ4UHX. And he brings along Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLL. They made their home down there in Chesney. And Jamie, thanks for checking you and Sabrina in. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, and he makes his home over there in Gastonia. And Al, you still checking in on the HT?
I'm on the 50 watt base rig tonight.
You sounded a little different, so I was just curious. I appreciate you coming in here and checking in with me tonight. I do. It's always a pleasure to check you in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brian, W4BDR. He makes his home in Chesney. And Brian, give me just a second. Dave is on frequency, or he was earlier, so let me see if he's still out there. W4DJW, you still on frequency?
W4DJW, yes, I am, and I'm sending Brian an email right now about when we can get together tomorrow.
Dave, man, Brian, does that answer your question?
4BDR, I'll head it back to that control.
I'm glad we could get you hooked up there together, and look forward to hearing you on the air here again. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. Good evening, Patrick. I am your dead carrier for the night. Apparently my preamp was not on, so hopefully you got carrier and audio this time, but I'll be negative and negative tonight, and thanks for checking me in and running the net tonight. Thanks.
KO4HKX, the Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Howard, KA3WPP. He makes his home down there in Piedmont. And Howard, don't worry about it. I've made my fair share of mistakes already tonight trying to call the net, so don't worry. Just glad to have you checked in here, and good to hear you tonight. And yeah, you had your carrier and audio this time, so appreciate you being persistent and coming back in here. All right, with that, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta. Please check me in and out. No traffic for the net. This is Marsh up on Callahan Mountain. Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta.
Hey. Call on the net. Good to hear you calling the net tonight. Appreciate you getting us together on Sunday night as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No comments, no traffic. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Marsh, K2LXD. Makes his upper on Callahan Mountain. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike. He's our first Saturday of the month net controller, AK4HR. And Mike, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. And appreciate you calling the net last night. Always look forward to the first Saturday of the month hearing you in there. And again, thanks for coming in here tonight. All right, with that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And we do have a RAG 2 tonight, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, this is KO4JKV. This is Duncan, and way up here in Asheville, and a.k.a. the other Patrick, because there are so many
scams and check-ins over the past 2 years that get you, your name and my name confused. I don't get it. Maybe because the prefix of our call is KO4. But anyway, have you picked up on that, Duncan? And I don't know. I don't get it either, but it happens. But yeah, I have picked up on that. One thing that's really cool is that you and I started running the net exactly the same time. It was a couple years ago or so, and you and I were just greenhorns, just getting out of the womb and into the wild world of net control. And that's kind of why I wanted to direct you a little bit with the this automation thing, and we're getting some new net controllers, so. But I just wanted to make some quick talk. Since we started together, do you have a story of your most stressful situation or the funniest story running the net?
The most stressful for me was learning the computer program, just how it works. But even that wasn't that bad. You put more stress on yourself to do it than anything else. Because you're afraid of making a mistake, and I'm going to make somebody mad. I'm going to misspeak their call sign, or call them by the wrong name, or whatever it is. And so you put way more pressure on, or I did anyway, way more pressure on myself than what needed to be to get it right. And now I make a mistake, and I kind of just laugh it off and go on with it, because everybody makes mistakes, and. We're all human, so that would probably be my worst thing about it, and the thing that I've had the most struggle with is just the pressure I put on myself to get it right.
KX, KO4JKV. Yeah, I hear that, and it's a common thing. I'm trying to think of the most stressful thing. I have two that come to mind. One was right when I started running the net, and this very upset operator on world policies and things like that, and he was very volatile, and I had to talk him down. But there was another one. I think this was like the second net I ever ran, and like you and I started together. But there was some guy on there just making some QR and just going meh, meh, crazy noises, and I had to deal with that through the whole net. And the way I handled it was just ignore it, and we got through it. But there was somebody clearly drunk or something, just would not shut up. Over.
I remember those now, and I'd forgotten all about them. But yeah, those were pretty stressful, especially just starting out. People come in and just harass you with the net and causing problems, and you don't know the call signs, you don't know the people, and you're trying to listen through the QRM, and yeah, it was rough those nights.
Still challenging, because I know that you use your computer for all that, and ever since the beginning, I just went all paper. I'm just a paper, I logged on a notebook paper. And I know, I think Gary, KF4DOS, does also. And it's just because it makes it easier for me, I guess. It just works out that way. But when I do the pre-net check-ins, when I pull the pre-net check-ins over, so I have to read those, they're like duplicates, like the same call sign, two different names. So I have to figure that out. So I have cheat sheets. Every time I do a net, I get there 30 minutes before and look at the pre-net check-ins and see if those duplicates pop up. And then if I have to QRZ them or back reference to make it work out, that's what I do. But, secrets of the trade. But I won't keep you here forever, but I do want to talk about finding some new net controllers. Over.
I'm with you on the double-checking everything, because I've done it both ways. I've done it with pen and paper. I've done it with computer. So I've done it both ways. But, yeah, when you do the pre-net check-ins, you got to double-check some of it just to
make sure everything's right. Just a quick glance over it, and if something looks fishy, you just check on SDC or QRZ. And sounds like we've got some net controllers stepping up. Nobody's taking a specific every night, but we've got some guys that can jump in rotation and help us out. So that's a good thing. Hopefully we don't have to go to the automated system, but it's there if we have to, because like I say, and Gary and I were working double duty, and Dave too when he was feeling good. So it just gets to be a lot when you're having to wonder if anybody's going to show up. That was the worst, is expecting somebody to be there and them not show up, no call or nothing like that. That was always the worst part of it. If somebody calls and let us know, it's easy enough to make plans and switch around.
I understand that. And once I heard about the automated feature that we're gonna maybe have to do, I was just like, oh no, let's find a way around this. And I just like 2 weeks ago, Tuesday night, this was like a no call, no show, and it's like, oh, I'm in a bath towel. You know, I can't get to all my papers and do the net. But if I were to be ready on Tuesdays and be like special teams, and in case the net controller can't do it, that'd be one thing. And then we do have the other net controller that did fill in recently, and then we have another one coming. I would like to do anything I can to help, to keep it all, you know, kinetic, real, flesh and blood operators. Over.
Well, I think I've got your number. Let me double check, and I can try to keep you in the loop, if nothing else. But I'm pretty sure I do have it. Yep, I've got you, Duncan. I can try to keep you in the loop when something like that's going on. It's like when I'm calling the net tonight, I'm here at 8 o'clock checking into Sid's net, getting ready for mine. And so I've got the whole hour ahead of time to get ready. But then when it's no show, no call, and you got to be on it, it stresses you to the point where you're just it's unneeded stress.
KX, KO4JKB. Yeah, I understand that. And I tell you what, ever since Hurricane Helene came, I mean, you were like the super trooper. And then you filled in every gap when you could. And you should get the Hall of Fame. They need to give you a golden microphone or something like that. But now that we're into 2025, you know, we've been here, you and I, for over 2 years, and we're needing some new net controllers. So anybody's out there, even if you just got your tech license 2 months ago, and you think, hey, I could do that, how hard could it be? Well, give Patrick a shout there, because we could sure use it, because I don't want to turn it over to automation just yet. Patrick, before I let you go.
Hi, Duncan.
Some people were talking about Harry, KC4EZN, was talking about the magnificent Ham Fest that's coming up in July in Waynesville, North Carolina. And I've been there twice, love the Ham Fest, great. I wanted to get bigger, but it's a beautiful location and great vendors. Was that you that I met with Dave and Gary last time?
It was, Duncan, to be honest with you, I can't remember if you and I have met, but I want to say we have. Gary and I usually travel to the Ham Fest together. We're just traveling partners when it comes to Ham Fest, and enjoy each other's company while we're going. So if you met Gary, you probably met me too.
That was definitely you, because I went in, I was leaving, and I saw this guy walking, and I looked at his t-shirt, and on his t-shirt had KI4DOS. I was just like, oh my God, that's Gary. So I just stuck my head out, I was like, are you Gary? He's like, yeah. And I said, you know, introduce myself. And then that's kind of what I was getting to. Next time I go to any ham fest, even if it's a big one or a small one, I'm going to wear like a tag or a sticker with my car.